You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to PTI. The jury has reached a verdict in the murder trial of Derek Chauvin. SportsCenter is on ESPN covering the verdict and the reaction to it in depth. But we begin today with Steph Curry having another jaw-dropping performance. Curry put 49 on the Sixers last night, including 10 threes. So far in April, Curry is averaging 41 points a game. Steve Kerr said after the game, quote, "I've seen Kobe Bryant have a stretch in his career when he went nuts. Michael Jordan had some stretches when he just scored like crazy. But nobody's ever shot the ball like this in the history of the game," unquote. Wilbon, what kind of history are we watching?
We're watching just what Steve Kerr suggested we're watching, Tony. I remember those streaks. I was at some of those games in each one of those explosions, career explosions. Kobe Bryant, when Shaq was out for a while, I think Shaq was injured, and Kobe had like 9 or 10 games that were insane. And Michael Jordan, you know, who knows, 10, 12 years before, had another series. I think it was 10 triple-doubles. And you just go, my God, I've never seen anything like this when you're sitting there in real time. Well, this, never seen anything like this. Because this involves the one thing that every kid dreams about when he first thinks about, he or she first thinks about basketball, shooting it. The simple act of shooting it. Nobody's ever shot it, not better, nobody's ever shot it as well as Steph Curry. And when you see him, Tony, how about the people who have to set screens? And they are 26 feet from the basket setting a screen, or Curry simply uses his wizard-like ball handling to get himself free. And as he says, when I get free like that and there's space, I just feel like I'm going to hit it. Yes, he is. And you sit there and watch it. I can't take my eyes off it. I'm glad that I've lived in a time where I could see Jordan do something like this, Kobe Bryant something like this, and then Curry, very different thing, but something that makes you say, I'm glad to see this.
Yeah, he's the best shooter of all time. I don't know what more I can say about this. He's the best shooter of all time. And the guy who's saying this is one of the best shooters of all time, Steve Kerr. So he's going to recognize how good Curry is. And you get into a secondary question is, well, what does it mean? How is his team doing? Because ultimately, the pursuit is winning. And they were not winning very many games. They've won, I think, 6 of 8, and now they're in 9th place, and the playoffs extend to 10 this year. So you look at that team, and this is the only way that they can win, really, because Klay Thompson is out, and James Wiseman is out, and Kevin Durant is gone, and this is what they have. I don't know what it means other than he is worth the price of the ticket. For me, Mike, there's two guys. There's Steve Kerr and there's LeBron James. Worst of price of a ticket, and maybe Doncic.
Steph Curry.
To me, that's
Curry.
Really
Curry,
all there is.
I'm throwing a couple other guys in there.
Curry,
that's just me, Dame Lillard, because he does this too. But Tony, let me ask you this. You covered basketball at a time, and you went to practices back when we did that. When a guy would shoot 5 feet in from Curry, the coach might sit him, right? Except if it was like Maravich or Rick Barry.
Well,
or the coach might sit him. But now, Tony, the frequency of the shooting and the distance, but they wouldn't even let him shoot. Even Pete Maravich would have looked to his coach like, oh, my God, I know I'm coming out now. In the history of the game, no one has done this, which means Steph Curry has, like, redefined shooting and what it is to shoot like this twice. First, just the volume of three-pointers, and now the distance. And he's not alone. I mean, he's inspired a whole new crew of people. Again, I put Dame Lillard that far under him, because Lillard does this in the playoffs, too. He does.
They're not in the same category. It's not. They're not.
Curry's in the category by himself. But you know what? There's a subcategory for guys who are also the greatest shooters of all time. They are. Curry wasn't the only star putting on a show last night. Chris Paul put up 22 points, 7 boards, 13 assists as the Suns edged the Bucks in overtime in Milwaukee. Controversy. Chris Paul passed Magic Johnson to move into 5th place on the all-time assist list. And in Denver, Nikola Jokic went 47-15-8 in a double OT win over the Grizz. So, Tony, on a night where Chris Paul beat the Bucks and passed Magic, that's a doubleheader, did he actually lose ground somehow to Jokic in the MVP race?
So if we're going to talk about the MVP race, I wrote down criteria that matter to me in the MVP race. How much are you helping your team, and how much has your team improved from last year? Because if not, LeBron is the MVP for 30 straight years. So in a normal year, you'd look at Embiid and you would say, well, he might be an MVP. But to me, Embiid is just doing what he is supposed to do. So I don't have him up there. I'm looking for someone whose performance is above and beyond what he has done and whose presence elevates his team, maybe even surprisingly. I have Harden one. Harden is playing this year like he's never played before. He's selfless. He's leading a team. And the team is great when Harden is out there. Even though you have said many, many times you didn't think Harden could do this. Well,
Harden's
doing it.
I didn't. That's why I'm impressed. Yeah. That's why I got him in mind.
I may have Jokic number two, but only because of what he's doing in the absence of Jamal Murray. I mean, because then he's going above and beyond what you'd expect of him, and it is surprising. And this year, as last year, as you know, I have Chris Paul three. Chris Paul last year I had three because at Oklahoma City he salvaged a season when that team was stripped. And this year, you follow Phoenix, another one of your home teams. They had Booker last year. They had Ayton last year. Going into the bubble last year, they were 26-39. They were minus 13. They are now 41-16, which is plus 25. And the addition is Chris Paul. And I don't even like Chris Paul. And Chris Paul is that good.
He is. He is. But I'm going to go back. You're cheating, Jokic. Jokic and Dame Lillard, they're on your I don't like you list for whatever reason, and so you just sort of dismiss them, which is preposterous, by the way. But
I said
Embiid,
I had Jokic too.
Embiid has got to, he's not even in your conversation. That's insane. Embiid has to be in your conversation. So Philadelphia's leading the East. Why? Embiid is the best player on that team, so you can't have him off your list. But Jokic, Tony, Jokic has gone above and beyond. I know the odds makers in Vegas right now have him won. I can't figure out a one. Last man standing who doesn't miss 10 straight games, partly it's that because now, you know, Harden is moving toward missing games after you and I both, and I acknowledge you had him first, but we both had him one, solid one with a bullet.
One.
And now you can't because we don't know how long he's going to be out. I had LeBron
one.
With a, so in other words, if he misses the rest of the regular season, you're going to have him one.
A lot of guys are having very good years. An MVP conversation includes
Steph,
one, two, three, maybe four at the most.
Five.
Let's move
on. It's a vote of five.
I'm going to bring you a ballot.
It's five.
Golf Week magazine reports that the PGA Tour will authorize a $40 million slush fund to spread out among 10 players of their choosing as a reward for being popular. This is not tied to prize money. This has to do with perceived value to the tour. It's a bonus. And it's also a way to blunt any defections by star golfers to the proposed professional golf league backed by the Saudis. Wilbon, what do you make of this?
Well, it's not going to stop any move necessarily. The week of the waste management in Phoenix, in Scottsdale, Arizona, there were guys who went there for a couple of million-dollar guarantees, we are told. A couple of million. So suppose you get to go to the Middle East and they make a $5 million guarantee. You can say, you know what? You can keep your pool of money in the U.S. of A. I'm going over here. I'm talking about American golfers. That's what they did in the last week of January and the first week of February this year. So this is a reaction to that. This is also a reaction to the old, old story now of the Super League in international football, which seems to be falling apart. But it's golf's way of saying we understand what's happening here. We understand the international nature of our and profile of our athletes, and we're going to try to keep them here without having a Super League steal them away. So, Tony, it looks like they've done a good job. It does. It looks like it now.
Right. I'm going to amplify all the things that you are saying. This is the soccer story from yesterday and how it reacts in the golf world, because there's a new league being planned and golf doesn't want a new league being planned, just like they don't want a new soccer league. But instead of having indignation like they're having in Great Britain, the Americans are doing straight cash homie. They are evaluating things like Q rating. They're evaluating things like Google searches. They're evaluating things like how much the sponsors love you.
Social
evaluating
media.
Things like, are you, I said that. Okay. I said that. Google searches, that's that's social
it's
media
not
to
really
me.
Social media.
And they're evaluating if you're in the favored groups that people want to watch. So they're saying, Rory, here's money. Okay? Tiger, you've got to get money. DeChambeau, here's money. Charlie Hoffman, not so much. Billy Horschel, not so much. Eat it. And that's what they're doing in golf, and it's smart to do this.
Well, we think it is. It hasn't happened yet. It's going to be interesting how they justify, sadly, now, just giving Tiger money if he's not out there. And you can say, you know what? Here's a thank you for making the rest of us rich, right?
That's right.
And here's here's 15 mil. We're going to give you a little birthday present. I mean, you could do that, Tony. And again, this is a reaction to what they see coming with other sports. I think
let me
it's
tell you
nice
one other thing, Mike.
Preemptive, but I don't know if it'll work.
One other thing.
What?
If I'm LeBron James, I call my agent today and I say, max contract? I don't want no max contract. I'm putting fannies in the seats. I'm bringing people to the TV. If I want the golf deal, I want the bonus money. I want more money.
And he's already got more money than that.
Money.
The golf money can't equal LeBron's salary. What's wrong with you?
Coming up, the Knicks go for their 7th straight win tonight. Could they finish in the 4 seed?
Steelers signed Mike Tomlin to a 3-year extension. He's going to join some coaching legends if he makes it 20 seasons with a single franchise. You should like Chris Paul. You should like Chris Paul. I like him.
You don't benefit from this.
I got him in the top 5.
You're writing books with him. Get out of here.
Well,
Ricky Fowler benefits because everybody likes Ricky Fowler.
Everybody?
Sponsors love Ricky Fowler.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Time for a game that is single-handedly responsible for the nation's sports betting boom, over-under. Let's get the first one from our host, Michael Wilbon.
Are we going to get money, monetary reward because we started the nation's sports boom? Over-under, Tony, 4.5, 4.5, the Eastern Conference playoff seeding for your New York Knicks.
All right, so let me be clear on this. If I go over, that means I have them as a higher seed, 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Okay.
And if I go under, it means they're 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
gotcha.
10. Okay?
Yep.
And I'm going to go under. And I know that they have won 6 straight games. And I know that I am treated to a daily diatribe from you.
Yes.
Why Tom Thibodeau will be Coach of the Year.
Coach of the Year.
And why Julius Randle is somehow in the MVP conversation.
In the discussion, yes.
Yeah, he's not in anything.
Yes,
so now they're going to make the playoffs. And Thibodeau should be congratulated on this because the record the last 2 years was 38 and 110. So the coaching was miserable for 2 years. But, and there's always a but, as I like to say, Milwaukee is ahead of them. Philadelphia is ahead of them. The Nets are ahead of them. Miami is ahead of them. Boston is ahead of them. Maybe Atlanta is ahead of them. So while they make the playoffs, Mike, I go under.
Tony, Philly, the Nets, and Milwaukee are going to stay. They're going to stay in some order, 1, 2, 3, and the Knicks are not going to catch any one of those teams. They can catch Atlanta. They can. Boston has gotten hot despite the loss last night to the Bulls in Boston. Tony, Miami is the team I look at. I know they are so streaky going both ways, but I think Miami's going to catch a streak when Jimmy Buckets is in that lineup again shortly. And I think they're going to pass the Knicks. So I'm
going
to go
you're going under.
But not much, Tony. And I think the Knicks are going to be a threat in the postseason, and you don't think that.
No. But under, you're with me. What's next?
All right.
What's the next one?
All right, Tony. Over under 20. The number of seasons as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers for Mike Tomlin.
Okay, so he is at 15 now. This will be his 15th year. He just signed an extension for 3 years, which will get him
to 18.
That'll get him to 18. I am tentatively going to go over for a variety of reasons. One, the Steelers do not fire coaches. They allow them to quit if they want to quit. Happened with Knoll. It happened with Cowher. He's never had a losing season. He's a really good coach. But, and as I said before, there's always a but. The but is this. If he can't find a replacement for Ben Roethlisberger and they plummet, Mike Tomlin may say, I'm out of here and I'll get another job, because he's only 49 years old. There's no urgency for him to leave here now, but that's the only way that I could see him leaving. And if he stays 20, Mike, it's like he joins the Hall of Fame. Don Shula, George Halas, Curly Lambeau, Tom Landry, Steve Owen, Chuck Noll, Bill Belichick. That's it. That's the list of 20 or more.
It's a great list. And you do go into the Hall of Fame. And he's gotten one Super Bowl. He's been in another. I mean, Tony, I think the other place he could go, Mike Tomlin is a modern coach, not just only 49 years old, but he is a coach of this media era, which includes social media, even if he doesn't want to be included in it, because a guy's going live from his locker room a few years ago. He's still in it, and he masters it. He uses it. You talk all the time about how flamboyantly articulate
Love him.
He is.
Love him.
I could see Mike Tomlin being like the next great 15, 18, 20-year guy in media if he wants to do that. So I'm
going
to
go under.
I'm going to say Mike Tomlin's going to have a shot within that next 4 or 5 years of winning another Super Bowl, and he can take his hat off and tip it and say, okay, I'm out of here. Under.
That's it. Over, under is over. Wilbon's wrong. Tomlin, 20 years with one team, would join that list. Illustrious list. Let's take one last break. Still to come. Could the new European Super League be in trouble already?
Really? That was quick. And how will Carlos Rodon follow up his no-no? Can he pull off the Vandermeer? That's the only question ever worth asking.
No.
Can he pull off the Vandermeer? The greatest record
the
that will never be broken. Even if it's
That's
tied,
right.
It will never be broken.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 60th birthday, Don Mattingly. The manager of the Miami Marlins did a splendid job last year, making the playoffs with a roster that sometimes included grabbing people off the street and putting them in uniform as COVID wreaked havoc with Mattingly's lineups. He has run the Marlins for 6 years now. Before that, he managed the Dodgers. But before that, Mattingly played first base flawlessly for the New York Yankees, where he was called Donnie Baseball. In a four-year stretch from 1984 through 1987, Mattingly's average season was a .337 batting average, 102 runs scored, 30 home runs, 121 RBI, 210 hits, and just 37 strikeouts. Curiously, Mattingly played his entire career in the American League and has managed exclusively in the National League. Am I the only one wondering if Aaron Boone were to stop managing the Yankees, would Mattingly get a phone call?
Tony, I still think about Don Mattingly, the player whose numbers, whose crazy numbers you just went over. Tony, he was like Lou Gehrig Jr. for those years, and you thought it was going to go on forever, and I remember marveling at it, and Mattingly was sort of one of my favorite players. I was covering some baseball back then for the Washington Post, and I still think of Don Mattingly that way. I haven't made the transition to him being a manager, really, even though it's been decades.
Happy anniversary, Michael Jordan. On this day 35 years ago, Jordan went for what is still a playoff record 63 points against Larry Bird and the Celtics in a double overtime loss in Boston. What a great era that was for the NBA with Jordan and Magic and Bird at the top of the mountain. After this particular game, Bird said, quote, "I couldn't believe anybody could do that against the Boston Celtics." Bird himself had 36 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists, and they were lost in the shadow of Jordan's 63. Jordan had 49 the game before, then these 63, and everyone joked that Jordan was due for 77 the next game. Bird said, quote, "He won't get 77 on Tuesday. I'll retire if he scores 77. Later, Bird would say of Jordan to the Boston Globe, quote, "I would never have called him the greatest player I've ever seen if I didn't mean it. It's just God disguised as Michael Jordan."
Tony, I remember that game, so many stretches of it, and Jordan and then Kobe Bryant, they attacked the rim like no players today attack. I know LeBron could do it, but he doesn't. You know how many threes Michael Jordan took in that game? Zero, people. He took no threes. He attacked the rim. He tried to flush it on your head every time, he and Kobe. And as much as I love Steph Curry and Dame Lillard and all these guys, I miss that about Michael and Kobe and the way they played.
Happy trails to Gordie Howe's record for games played in the NHL. Patrick Marleau, the San Jose Sharks' 41-year-old forward, played in his 1,768th NHL game last night, breaking Gordie Howe's record. Marleau set the record in his 23rd season. Howe played 26 NHL seasons, but to be fair, Howe also played 419 games in the WHA, and Howe was known as Mr. Hockey. Marleau's not getting that. This was Marleau's 899th consecutive game. That's the second longest streak among active NHL players. Marleau broke Howe's record in Las Vegas, and fans there gave him a standing ovation. After the game, Marleau gave a teary-eyed speech to his teammates. Marleau entered the NHL in 1997 with San Jose and has also played for Toronto and Pittsburgh.
Tony, as much as you and I respect Cal Ripken, who we got to know along the way in his unbelievable streak and number of games played, to do this in hockey where you are, I mean, the dangers, the physical collisions, I'm going to say this, as much as football may be beyond, you know, being hit with pucks, all of that, this, I stand in awe of Mr. Marleau, absolutely.
One update, the jury in the Derek Chauvin murder trial found him guilty on all three charges.
Found guilty of all charges is all I wanted to hear, Tone. Anything else would not have been just and would have been insulted any of us with eyes, a heart, or a brain.
Very quickly to the big
Let's
finish. The Nuggets signed Austin Rivers to a 10-day contract. Can he help?
Big ovation for this signing. They need help from him after Jamal Murray's injury. It's a great signing, I think. Chelsea, Man City, drawing up documentation to withdraw from the Super League. You surprised?
Yeah, I am. The president of Real Madrid says soccer games must be shortened to get the interest of younger viewers. Do you agree with that?
No, they last half the time of an AL East game. They're fine now, running clock. Kevin Durant has been ruled out against the Pels tonight. You disappointed?
You just can't count on him on any one particular game this year. You can't. Last one, Carlos Rodon faces Cleveland tonight. Back-to-back no-nos?
I'd love that. I'm rooting for it, Tony, but it never happens. He can bounce after four innings or something in the next game.
We're out of time. Trying to do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
My friend Jimmy Steinman passed away today. Oh. Jimmy, rest in peace.
Sorry to hear that,
rest
Tony.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft. begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.